Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 411 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk all about the college football chaos that was this past weekend. It's Melanie's favorite thing, as y'all know. We're going to talk about my weekend that I spent in Austin, Texas, one of Melanie's favorite places on earth. And we're going to talk about Melanie's weekend with Caroline at home. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have an episode coming up with Kendra Adachi all about her new book called The Plan. It's fantastic. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. You can still buy live stream tickets for our Dallas live show that Friday night. Our special guest will be Reed Drummond. And if you can't be there in person, we'd love for you to be there virtually. So you can find that link in the show notes, along with a couple of additional links for Hurricane Helene relief. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks as always for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 411. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it was Melanie's favorite this past weekend because it was chaos. It was football chaos.
It was, I'm going to tell you that as the day went on, I had low expectations. You know how you look, like you look at the weekend games and you're like, what are the good games this weekend? And I kind of looked and I was like, yeah, there's not really a lot of good games. And I felt like that was evidenced by the fact that like SEC game day chose to come to College Station. Cause I was like, A&M Missouri is as good as it gets. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so I was like, this is just kind of a blow weekend. But as the day went on, what I kept thinking was, who am I, Lord? And who is my family that you have brought us this level of chaos?
That's right. That's
on right. This random weekend in October where my expectations had never been lower for what it was going to hold in terms of football. And what a day it was.
Like, what a day it was. What a day it was.
Mm-hmm. What? First of all, I'm just going to say that my Texas A&M Aggies, they looked like a team that I have not seen in low 12 to 15 years, I feel like. Like they looked complete on both sides of the ball. Offensively, we moved the ball. We scored 41 points. We moved down the field. We threw passes. We ran the ball. Our defense was lights out. I was like, what is even happening? I don't even understand what is happening. So my joy on Saturday, you know, as I watched that game, which was the 11 o'clock game, was complete. Because now listen, I just want to say, because a lot of people messaged me and they were like, oh, here you go, drinking the Kool-Aid. I am fully aware that we could easily go to Starkville, Mississippi in 2 weeks and lose to Mississippi State. I've been an Aggie fan long enough to know that that could be the way that this goes. But I'm just saying that on Saturday, what I saw was hope. And it boosted my soul, is what I'm going to say.
Carpe diem, Melanie. That's what I'm going to say. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Take it while you can. You don't know. You don't know what the rest of the season will hold, but you know what this past Saturday held. So carpe diem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it was great. It was great. And the next weekend's a bye weekend, so we can ride this high for 2 weeks. And I fully intend to do that. And so then I turned on the Alabama Vandy game. Well, first I turned on Georgia Auburn because I was like, well, let's see what happens here. And then that was kind of like, eh. And then I was like, meh,
yeah,
whatever.
That was not that, like some games you just kind of know. You just know from the time you start watching. It's just, there's not, it's going to be fine, but you just can tell either people aren't into it. Like, and I even saw where Kirby Smart said that he was sort of disappointed in the Georgia fans for the first time. Because he didn't feel like they had the kind of atmosphere. You could feel that they didn't have really sort of the most festive game day atmosphere. And I will say as a viewer, I felt it. As a viewer, I felt it.
I thought so too. Like I turned it on and I was like, nothing about this feels compelling to me. This isn't interesting. It's not exciting. And so then I thought, I'm going to flip over and just see what's happening. Alabama Vandy. what I was not prepared for is that when I flipped over that it was 14 to nothing. Vanderbilt.
Yes. So I was in Austin for a wedding. I was in Melanie's favorite city in the United States for a wedding.
What a garden spot.
And we were getting ready for the wedding, and I was with my friend Daphne, and we were getting ready for the wedding. And so we had on Georgia Auburn, then we switched to Vandy and Alabama. And so, you know, you kind of think, is this a trap game because of the Alabama-Georgia game last week? You know, you kind of think, and Vandy's been and a little bit more dominant this year, but I was not prepared for the way that thing went from the get.
No.
Which is like Vandy, like blowing Alabama off the line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was, and we cannot say that that was because of the Vanderbilt crowd, because that stadium was three quarters of the way full with Alabama fans.
It was.
But a small and mighty student section did make some noise.
Yeah.
But man, that was something else.
It was incredible. And it was so funny because, okay, so my friend Amy, her husband, Chad, went to Vanderbilt. Well, they have a daughter that's at A&M. So they had gone to the A&M game. And so Amy's texting and she was like, Chad has fallen asleep because of the heat and the humidity of the A&M situation. And she was like, and I'm watching this Vandy thing and I can't decide, do I wake him up? And I said, just let him sleep. He doesn't need the stress. You know what I mean? Like, just
right.
Let him sleep and then whatever. And then as it turns out, as the Lord provided, he woke up, I think, with 2 minutes left to go in the game, which to me, if you were fully invested, because I kept thinking Alabama's going to come back and win this. Like, they're going to come back because that's what always happens.
Yes. Yes.
And it just didn't.
Yeah. I was like, it's just a matter of time. Like, Alabama's going to mm-hmm. go in the locker room. They're going to get their act together. They're going to come out and yeah. dominate. And they mm-hmm. did make it a game for sure.
They did. Yeah.
But listen, it was so interesting. Okay. Just from the perspective of watching the sidelines, you uh-huh. know, like if I hadn't seen any of what was happening on the field, the sidelines would have been a case study.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Alabama looked like a little down, you know, and I felt yeah. like even Jalen Milroe, who, you know, I'm such a fan of Jalen Milroe,
mm-hmm,
but he, mm-hmm. but his body language was not great. It was like they got frustrated fast.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get out of their own way. They just mm-hmm. they couldn't. And the longer they couldn't get out of their own way, the more momentum Vandy got.
Yep.
It was really interesting to watch from that perspective. But when we got to the wedding, obviously we gave our full attention to the wedding festivities, but maybe with the game on in the background, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, again, I kept thinking, this is going to be one of those deals. Alabama's going to come back, you know, right at the end, and poor Vandy, it's going to
yes.
happen again, but no, ma'am. That
no,
was
it did not
the case. Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. No, it was not the case. And it was so fun because Cole was calling the game. And
oh my
so
gosh.
To hear his voice and him getting to be a part of this game that, you know, on the slate look like, yeah, so this game is going to be what mm-hmm. it is, you know, like it's going to be like it is a million times. Vandy's never knocked off the number one team ever. And so, but then what made my heart so happy is that Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback, kept talking about how Johnny Manziel oh. had been his inspiration and how Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
So the tie-in to A&M's
yes.
defeat of well, Alabama was just
yes.
like, this is almost more than my heart can handle on this given Saturday.
Yeah, number two. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he says he's watched that game, how many times did he say he'd watched A&M and Alabama? I mean,
I don't know.
And that
million.
He had watched it that week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that did delight you, in fact, that he was such a fan of what he had seen Johnny Manziel do with the Aggies.
I've been talking about AG1 for almost 2 years now, but I'm super excited today because here's what we have. For a limited time, we have a special offer for you that's a $67 value. I originally gave AG1 a try because I was so tired of taking all my different pills and supplements and trying to figure out what was covering my bases. And I love that just one daily scoop of AG1 covers all my nutrient gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. It improves my immune system. I just function better. I have so much more energy. Here's the thing. thing. AG1 contains prebiotics, probiotics, and gut-supporting ingredients to support your digestion, reduce bloating, and keep you regular. In a research study, 80% of participants noticed less gas and bloating after 30 days of drinking AG1. Gully and I have even gotten honey to drink AG1. I am telling everybody, if there is one thing that I recommend to support your overall health, I cannot say enough about AG1 and the benefits that I get from that. So you can start with AG1 and notice the difference for yourself. It's a great first step to investing in your health, and that's why they've been a proud partner of ours for so long. Try AG1 today and get their special offer of 10, yes, 10 free travel packs and a bottle of vitamin D3 and K2 with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's a $67 value for free if you go to drinkag1.com/bigboo today. Check it out.
But just the ending, and then as everybody said on Twitter later, the most orderly storming of the field there's ever been. It was almost like they had numbers, you know, like now serving number 79, 80, 81. It's just the most orderly procession onto that field. Yeah. And then the goalpost, and then
down Broadway. Listen,
down to the Cumberland River. I mean, that is just one of the greatest college football moments of all time.
It really was.
I was, you know, I mean, I felt for Alabama, obviously, because it was the highest of highs last week and then the lowest of lows this week. But that's college football. That's how it goes.
Isn't that the truth?
So excited for Vanderbilt. So excited for just for, I mean, what a win.
What a win.
A win. Unbelievable. And then really just beyond the thing that warmed my heart the most was that Cole got to call that game.
Yeah.
As somebody said yesterday, he's like the Big Boo brother.
He is.
So the fact that he got to call that game and be a part of that, and his voice will always be a part of that game and a part of the call of that game forevermore. It was really something special to watch and witness. And as we were watching the end of the game at the wedding, but in fairness, that was happening during the end of the game was during like cocktail hour before dinner kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then like my phone, like Alex texts me like Vandy wins, Vandy wins. And it was so fun. It was just, you know, as much as you hate to see a number one team go down, it's also really fun to see a big upset. And so that was a big upset.
I don't know that I hate to see a number one team go down. Not
chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Unless it's Texas A&M, which I wouldn't know. I don't hate to see a number one team go down. I like it. I like the chaos. So this week, so we had what? Number one lost, number four lost, number nine lost, and number 11 lost.
Yes.
So it was full chaos. And it goes into, and one of my side eyes last week was almost for the AP voters, because I do think there are just a lot of teams that I was like, I just don't know. Like, I mean, I don't want to take away from A&M's win, but I'm going to say Missouri did not look like a top 10 team. I mean, they just didn't look good. I felt like Tennessee really struggled. But listen, Tennessee fans, I feel for y'all, because nobody is going to put that bad juju on you like playing Arkansas. Like,
You just never know. You cannot know. You never know what you're getting with the Arkansas Razorbacks. You just don't know. And somebody said, again, I've read a lot of things yesterday when I was flying home. I don't know where I read this. Maybe it was Peter Burns, that with the NIL, it's almost like, you know, other people have said, it's like you're in the free agency era of college football.
Yeah.
So there's so much more parity. But I also wonder, and you can tell me if you think this is a terrible theory, but I also wonder, too, if you don't have, like, if I look at Mississippi State's basketball lineup coming back this season, it is mostly intact, right? Just by the grace of God from last year. Mm-hmm. Your baseball team coming back for this next season is mostly intact. But for most of our football teams, there's not, I don't know, I just wonder how much of it is, like, do you really even know who your leaders are from year to year? Do you know what voices to listen to? Do you know who? I'm curious about the dynamics of all that. And you wonder how much just the fruit basket turnover of team dynamics from season to season affects you in these games. They're really not trap games, but in these games where you're expected to win, like I think Alabama was favored by how many points? 20 something points?
Oh, at least, yeah.
And how does that play in? I don't know if it does at all, but I didn't think about it.
you know? Yeah.
No, I think it's really interesting. And I think, too, because you are dealing with college kids. And listen, I'm the first one to say, is it good for my mental well-being to rest in the hands of 19 to 20-year-olds? No, it's not. Yeah. Well, but I mean, but like even for A&M, like when they said, okay, Connor Wigman's starting this week instead of Marcel Reed, it was like, okay. You know, like we were all like, okay. And then Connor Wigman played. That was not the Connor Wigman we saw against Notre Dame.
Yeah. Like he needed a reset though, and he got it, it seems like.
He got it. He got it. And he looked amazing. And so you just don't know what's going to happen week to week and who's going to emerge. And like all of a sudden our receivers were making these plays that I was like, where has this been? You know, but you just don't know that because there's so many new faces and new dynamics and all of this. And you know, and I don't know if you're in Alabama because you had all the hype of that Georgia game last week, and then you're just kind of flat and you're like, well, it's Vandy, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it opened up everybody's eyes to like, it really, you know, they always say that's why you play the game on any given Saturday. But I'm like, this Saturday was one where you're like, oh, on any Saturday, you can watch anybody go down. Because man, we saw it. I really thought Miami was going to go down, and I prayed and hoped that they would. And I went to bed Saturday night thinking that they would. But they pulled it out, and I was real sad about
that. But alas.
When we sent Caroline off to college 4 years ago now, it made us think more about securing our future and what that was going to look like. And here's the thing. Traditional estate planning can cost thousands of dollars, and one-size-fits-all templates may not capture all the important details of the life that you built. With Trust and Will, you can protect your legacy from the comfort of your own home starting at just $159. There's such a peace of mind that comes with knowing that you've taken care of these details for your loved ones. An estate plan can ensure that your family stays prepared and protected, and isn't that what we all want? You can create your estate plan in just minutes with Trust and Will. Trust and Will has simplified the process of creating and managing your will or trust online, from finding out what's right for your family to finalizing documents with a notary. Each will or trust is crafted to be state specific and customized to your specific needs. For example, care wishes, nominating guardians, final arrangements, and power of attorney, all those things we don't want to think about, but we need to think about them in advance. You can help your loved ones avoid lengthy and expensive legal proceedings or having the state decide what happens to your assets. Gain peace of mind today with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/bigboo. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/bigboo.
Well, I did think, I'm very sorry that Kirby Smart had his talking to with the Georgia fans about atmosphere, because State has to go there this Saturday.
Oh,
so what a time for them to be recommitted to the calls. But you know, and I think Georgia's favored by 40 something points, something ridiculous. But you know, I don't know. Maybe the stadium will be a little flat again. Maybe it'll be a little humdrum. We'll see.
I mean, I would think Alabama losing kind of invigorates everybody, because all of a sudden you're like, it's kind of wide open again. You know, like everything, the possibilities are endless. I'm going to tell you that A&M is sitting currently at the top of the SEC, which is not something that all saw coming. I'm also going to say, that I thought SEC shorts, I could not wait to see, because I knew the Vandy pimp was going to come back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I knew it was going to be good. But I'm going to tell you that at the end, they made a reference to like Texas coming in and like, we're so tired of carrying this conference. And what I want to say is maybe let's get past more than one SEC game before we decide that maybe Texas is carrying this conference. Because right now they've only played Mississippi State, who they struggled against for three quarters. So I'm just saying, let's see how the season plays out.
Yes, I think that's a great suggestion. When you said that about how Alabama losing, I mean, I don't know if you saw Lane Kiffin's press conference after the South Carolina game, but he got his eye stuck on the television and was like, how many timeouts do they have? You know, like, I mean, I do think it really does. And Tennessee losing, you're like, okay, well, this may look completely different at the end of the season
than
maybe what we even thought a week ago, which I was all like, I think we could end up with Alabama and Tennessee in the SEC championship. I don't know. Not so fast.
But I guess who was saying, I can't remember, somebody during our game made the comment that they were like, oh my gosh, if you have like, you know, a 10-1 A&M and a, you know, 10-1 or 11-0 Texas in that final game.
That was Peter Burns.
Yeah, Peter Burns was saying that. Uh-huh. Like, he's like, what is that going to be? And how much are the tickets going to be? And so I kind of told that to Perry. And, you know, I have two season tickets. So Perry wanted to start telling me at what point we would sell those tickets.
Oh, does and he I was even like, know you? Have y'all been married for long?
I don't. I'm like, there's no. And he was like, well, you can keep yours, but I'm going to sell mine. And I'm like, no, I'm not sitting next to a stranger. I'm not sitting next to a stranger.
No.
It's that game. What are you doing? He was like, well, for $10,000 you are. And I was like, no, I'm not. No, no. Not in a million years. But
this is where David would be the same in the situation. And this is where, well, if you want to stay invested from week to week, we can have this conversation.
Yes.
But since I tend to be the one who carries us in terms of the commitment to this institution.
Yes.
I'm going to act as your proxy in this situation, and I will let you know what I decide.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. So anyway, so do you have any side eyes this week?
I have a general side eye. I mean, obviously you could side eye Tennessee, you could side eye Alabama. I'm not going to do that because listen, everybody has an off day.
Yeah.
I still think they're really good football teams. I'm going to tell you about an issue that I've had every week where I find myself talking back to the television, just or the TV. But I don't know what pass interference is anymore, Melanie. I'm unsure. I have no idea what constitutes pass interference because as best I can tell, you can grab hold of a jersey and hold on for some time, and that is no big deal. You can graze the back of someone's knee and be penalized. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it because it's an emotional call always, but it creates every time there's legitimate pass interference, there's an expectation that there's a flag coming. My personal sense of, like, I don't know what my Pavlovian response, I guess, in that situation is completely disrupted because I don't know what they're going to call when, if, are we just going to let everybody just be real handsy in this game? Okay. Mm-hmm. Except no. Not in other instances. So I'm frustrated by that.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I felt bad. And I really was glad because they called pass interference. It was Missouri's first drive during our game. And they called it. They threw the flag. And then they were like, no, never mind. And when they showed it, I'm going to say it was. And I was glad that we ended up beating Missouri as bad as we did. Because if it had come down to like, but what if they had gotten that play? It would have felt like, oh, that really changed the dynamic. But I would agree with you on that. I think there's a lot of, you know, and the targeting also.
I'm an official's child, right? Mm-hmm. I know it's tricky. I know there are a lot of variables. I get it. Like, those decisions in the moment. I just feel like it used to be more clear. And maybe now it's because we have access to all the replay and all the angles and all the things. We can see it better. Mm-hmm. But I sometimes it's holding, sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's pass interference. I'm frustrated in general now in college football.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
What about you?
I was so full of joy all day that I really didn't have a lot of side eyes.
I appreciate it.
This is just a glorious day of football. So, I mean, I could give my side eyes to, you know, some teams that lost that, you know, shouldn't have. I am going to give a side eye because there was a whole thing about a blanket at the A&M game I don't know what the story is there, but it feels like it was some sort of Missouri coach strategy to, like, I don't know, make their players think that our players were talking trash about them. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of, like, tomfoolery and shenanigans. Like, just
like maybe when you fake an injury, but you're not really injured.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's just play the game. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that we need to put a blanket in one of your players' rooms and make it seem like an A&M player put that there to talk trash. That just feels a little, I don't know, focus on football is what I'm going to say.
That's what I always try to do.
Yes.
Just focus on the game, Melanie.
Yes. One of the things I love is a hot shower at the end of the day. And one of the products that I have loved more than anything is Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash. To me, it is a must-have addition that turns my shower routine into this tropical paradise with its iconic, all-natural, uplifting, citrusy scent. Undaria Algae Body Wash infuses your shower with the healing power of the sea, formulated with nourishing, nutrient-rich Undaria seaweed glycerin and an oil blend. I love how this makes my skin feel moisturized. It makes it feel smooth. It's this great gel-like texture. It has a beautiful, rich lather, and the scent is so dreamy. It leaves my skin soft and smooth and revitalized, and it's just a gentler cleansing experience than so many traditional body washes. And I love the citrusy scent. It just feels so good and so refreshing. You can upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
What about ICUs? What you got?
Well, I mean, my ICU number one goes to Vandy. I mean, just sure. What a moment you gave all of us. It warmed my heart. I loved it so much. And it was just to see those kids. And somebody messaged me and said that they didn't like Vandy because the way they taunt when they're losing, like, that's okay. You're going to work for us someday or whatever. But I'm like, listen, y'all, Vandy's had to hang their hat where they can. You know what that's I'm right. saying? Like, they that's have right. to find their victories. And they're probably not wrong. I mean, that's a bunch of smart kids that go to Vandy.
That's right.
So to get to see them, you know, have to figure out how to dismantle a goalpost because they've never had to do that. You know, I don't know. I was real happy for them. My CU goes to my Texas A&M Aggies. I was so proud of the way y'all played. Apologies to Connor Wegman because I didn't know if I thought that you were the guy, but listen, you killed it on Saturday. So I was so glad to see that. And then to the Arkansas Razorbacks. I mean, listen, yeah. Sam Pittman, I mean, what are you doing? You've hired Bobby Petrino. Y'all beat Tennessee. You played good football. So congratulations.
Yeah. I also had, the Razorbacks and Sam Pittman down for an ICU just because we've talked about how, regardless of how their season goes, they're playing harder for him this year. And he does seem to have really worked just as Clark Lee has at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
To give that team a new identity. And I think you really saw that pay off against Tennessee. I also think, listen, it's hard to play on the road in the SEC, wherever you are. And so that was a good reminder of that, both the Vandy-Alabama game and the Missouri A&M game and the Arkansas-Tennessee game. All good reminders that it's really hard to go play on the road. I'm going to say, just in light of all the devastation and destruction we've seen from Hurricane Helene. And I know we have Milton just coming in on its heels, but to see the Wake Forest and North Carolina State bands play Amazing Grace at their halftime show, like even talking about it gives me chill bumps.
Yeah.
Just the humanity of that. I appreciate so much. It's just such a difficult time for so many people and so much heartache. And so just to see the way that they honored them, I thought was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I have to also give an ICU once again for the second week in a row to Dan Mullen, who put Ole Miss at number 25 in his top 25. I don't know what's going on with Dan Mullen. I don't know if he's laughing louder than the rest of us behind the scenes. I just know there's some shade there. And I'm happy to sit in its presence. Because when I saw his top 25 poll yesterday on Twitter, I thought, oh, I can't wait to see if Ole Miss is even here. And then when I saw number 25, I was like, yes, sir. I see what you're doing there, Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
The word that comes to my mind is begrudgingly. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. It's the kind of low key petty. I see it. I appreciate it. I know it's all in good fun and, you know, I enjoy it. So we'll see where the Rebels end up for him next week.
Yeah.
This week, number 25. So, and honestly, they're a much better team than that. So,
but it's kind of fun. Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So,
yes. I guess apart from football, all football aside,
yes.
what has been going on with the Shankles? Because I've been gone a lot, so I really hadn't talked to you.
I know. We really have not talked. Well, Thursday night, we went, Perry and I went with our friends Kat and Dave and Aaron and Brandon. We went, well, first we went over to their house first and had martinis, which, you know, is my favorite thing to do.
Yes. Yes.
And so we went over there, and then we all went to a dinner concert, and it was William Beckman was playing.
Love it. Makes me so happy.
Yeah. And it was a Western theme, which I loved. We had a great time. The food was fantastic. They had these fried quail legs that I'm still thinking about.
Oh, I feel like that is the highest of praise.
I mean, honestly, I mean, it was that good. And so, and you know, any kind of thing in the poultry family kind of,
but well, did you see Nate Bargatze's past weekend?
Yes.
I mean, this was in the George Washington sketch. He was like, we will call cows beef.
Yes.
We will call pigs pork. We will call chicken. Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. chicken. So, so we did that on Thursday night, and that was super fun. We had a great time, and had fun doing that. And then Perry, he had to work the next day. And so he got up, or so he left early, and I stayed with our friends, Kat and Dave. And listen, I was so tickled because we were driving home, and Dave so wanted us to stop at Broadway 5050 because it was karaoke night. And we were like, I think we're done. Like, I think we're, for a Thursday night, I think we're done. You know,
this is as much as we've got, and we've given it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that. And then Friday, Friday we had a memorial service for Perry's godfather's wife. She passed away. And I will tell you that they ended the service with everybody. She had requested, I got really tickled because she was such a social butterfly and always planned the best parties. And so they had told us when we were in the family room before the service that it was an Episcopal service. And the priest had said that she had come in no less than 4 times to plan this entire service.
Okay.
Bless her. And, but they ended it with when the saints come marching in is what everybody processed out of the church with, which was just such a sweet,
like
upbeat.
New Orleans.
Yes, like it was. New Orleans. I just loved it. It was such a beautiful service. And so we had that on Friday. And then Caroline had decided to come home because A&M is in fall break right now. So she didn't have class Monday, Tuesday, or she doesn't. We're recording this. So she was like, I'm coming home for the long weekend because it's also is bow season. So, so it means that she could hunt down at the ranch. So she and Perry went down on Saturday evening. I did not go because it's 96 degrees, which is not hunting weather to me, no matter what the state laws of Texas say.
Right.
So they went down to the ranch, and then yesterday was Perry's birthday. And so we went out to dinner for his birthday last night, and that was fun. And then they are going back to the ranch today, and there again, I will not be going, is what I'm
right.
telling you.
And we support you in that. We support you.
Now, Caroline did say she checked the toilet upwards of 6 times for snakes before she.
Oh, listen. Oh, I wish her the best.
I know.
I wish her a snake-free expedition, and I'm glad you will be in your house in San Antonio.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. But she did get a doe with her bow, which was exciting. That was her first light bow kill. So listen, the Shankles, we now have some meat to get us through the harsh winter, assuming that it ever shows up.
If we have one of those ever again.
If we have, yes, if it ever gets cool again. I think there are some things in life that are okay that you just do on a wing and a prayer. Like if you want to take a risk on that cheap Instagram ad impulse buy, or if you want to try a new takeout spot for dinner, but finding the right doctor shouldn't be a total shot in the dark. And here's the thing, now that we're in cold and flu season, you don't want to have to worry about finding a doctor when you need them. You want to know that you can find a good doctor who's reliable, that you can hopefully get in to see sooner rather than later. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle, go for the best, and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you even know. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. They all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same-day appointments. And once you find the doc you want, you book them immediately with just a few app taps. There's no more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist listening to bad music. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. So what about you? You had a big weekend.
I did. Well, I was gone for a chunk of the week. Last week was probably my busiest week of this little book stretch. And so I left Madison last Monday. I went to Memphis and had a great event at Novel. There were a lot of podcast people there. Really fun to get to talk to everybody and visit and, you know, sign books, all the things. And then I went to Tupelo coming home and got to see some friends in Tupelo. I was at Gumtree Books there. Then I came home for a whole night and left on Thursday because my friend Marion, who's been my friend since we were in junior high, her daughter got married in Austin, Texas over the weekend. And so we had made plans way back a long time ago, it feels like, to my friend Daphne and my friend Melissa, my friend Wendy, we had planned with one of Marion's friends in Houston to do some things for her, for Molly, and for her bridesmaids over the weekend. So Daphne and I left Birmingham on Thursday, and then she took me out to dinner. Thursday was my birthday, and so she took me out to dinner Thursday night at this great restaurant in Austin called Ola May's. It was fantastic. It reminded me of Helen. It was a little bit different vibe than Helen, but it reminded me, just in terms of sort of the reinvented Southern foodness of it all.
Yeah.
I was miserable in terms of how full I was when we left. And I said, I'm going to have to sit up for a solid 2 hours before I can go to sleep. But we went to Ola May's, and then on Friday, one of our podcast listeners messaged me and said, if you have time for brunch, my son-in-law owns a great restaurant in Austin. It's called Paperboy. Oh. And she got us a reservation because I couldn't get a reservation, which was so kind. Thank you, Pat, for doing that. Yeah. And so Daphne and I went to Paperboy, which was delightful. And my highlight was that as we were really getting ready to leave, one of my favorite TikTok follows came in the restaurant and sat next to us. And I was trying very hard not to react, but it's somebody that I've followed on TikTok for a couple of years. So finally, when I was leaving, I just said to her, I think you're so talented. You know, thank you for what you do. And and I feel like she was probably like, why is this mom bothering me? But it was fine. She was so sweet. And that was a big treat for me. And then we had dinner with Molly and all the family and friends on Friday night, Molly's husband, Cameron. And then Saturday we watched football. We went to lunch. We did a little shopping in Austin. And then the wedding was Saturday night. We had the biggest blast. I thought at one point we were all on the dance floor, and I thought, I have been on dance floors with Miriam and my friend Melissa in particular since we were 14 years old. We had been on dance floors together and honestly dancing to a lot of the same songs, you know, because the band was so great and we had the best time. And so we stayed at the wedding until pretty late and then went back to the hotel and then came home yesterday. It was so fun. It was just one of those weekends where you are very aware of how sweet it is to have a lot of history with people.
Yes, you know? I love that. Yeah, those are the best kind of weekends.
And so just even when we were in Melissa's car running around on Saturday, and I mean, Melissa and I used to ride around when we were in high school and listen to the When Doves Cry cassette tape and her old Honda Accord hatchback. And I thought, here we are, still singing our lungs out, still can't sing a lick. Still getting on the dance floor. We just had the best time, and it was really sweet to be able to be there and see Marion's siblings, who I hadn't seen in a long time since her dad's funeral a few years ago. And it was great. We loved it. And
I love
came it. Home. And so I'm here for a couple of days, and then I leave on Wednesday for Little Rock, and then I go to Wichita, Kansas.
Wow.
And then I come home, and I'm home for a minute. I'm home for a minute after that. So
what a concept.
What a concept. Now, I have to tell you, though, when we were in Austin, Daphne and I stayed at the Otis, which is a Marriott that's right on the edge of campus. And when we checked in, there was the most darling girl who checked us in, and she was just... It was like 10:30 in the morning when we checked in, so I didn't really know if we were going to have a room yet or not.
Yeah.
But anyway, I told her why we were there and all that kind of stuff, and she was so sweet.
and was like, no, y'all go to your room. And she put us on the top floor, and she was fantastic. And it was, I just wanted to say to her, because she was right out of college, you know, like yes. at her first job. And I wanted to say, like, whoever you have in your life, just hang on, like, just hang yeah. on to them, because in about 30 years, you're going to go to one of their, and I was going through this whole thing in my yeah. head, and I thought, you need to back off. You met her uh-huh. 4 minutes ago. She doesn't yeah. really want to know all of this. But I did think, uh-huh. I think if I'd seen anybody in their 20s at that point, I'd be like, hold on to your people. And then one day you're going to yes. go to a wedding and you're still going to sing with them in the car. And you loved music from the 70s when you were growing up, and you're still going to love it even when you're in your 50s. Yep. And anyway, it was just, it was a sweet
It's a funny, see, you and I, we must have been in our, because I was, Caroline and I were having talks about that, because one of the things we talked about this weekend is like the amazing girlfriends and women that God has put in her life. Like, college has yes. really given her such a great group of girls, like just yes. who are supportive and who love her. And I'm like, they're going to be your friends. Like, you're going to look back and those are going to be your people 20, 30 years from now, you know,
100%.
Yeah, like, and just that to me is the best gift that college can give you, or those people that are just going to be with you. So
I know. Sweet. I know. Daphne and I were roommates for a semester, our sophomore year, before I moved into the sorority house the second semester. And that's when I started to live with Emma Kate. But I thought, you know, just how many times have Daphne and I shared a room? So uh-huh. many times. We've shared yes. a room so many times over the uh-huh. years. Uh-huh. How many times have we danced to, I mean, at the wedding, they played You Don't Have to Call Me Darling.
David Allan Coe.
Yeah, the David Allan Coe song, which we had to learn when we were in, I think we were 14 or 15 for the high school sorority we were in, which don't even get me started about that. But I looked at Melissa and I was like, we learned this when we were 14, and still to know all the words. I thought, how many times have we just like screamed and sung this song together over the years? Too many times, but I yeah. still know that last verse.
That's right.
About mama getting run over by a train. And so it's just the gift of a lot of time can feel mm-hmm. sometimes a little sad, because you're very aware of how fast it goes.
Yeah.
But then more than anything else, it's just a gift. It's just yeah. a gift.
It really is. It really is. It's so true. So true.
All right. So is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. I have a diverse list today.
My favorite kind.
Listen, there are no pants on here today. So sorry, Catherine Kubelet, for no pants. Okay, the first thing is, I ordered these because I'm always looking for another pair of reading glasses. And I've been wanting something. I like my plastic ones, but I was like, I need something lighter. Like, I need something lighter. Okay. And I wanted blue light. And so I ordered these blue light aviator reading glasses off of Amazon. And I'm going to tell you that they have become my favorite, because they're super lightweight. Like, they don't leave marks on my nose. It doesn't feel like I'm wearing anything. Like, it just, I don't know. They're good. They're blue light. I really like them. They're under $25. Highly recommend.
You know what tickles me about these? At first glance, they look exactly like my daddy's, like, all the way real yeah. glasses in the early uh-huh. 80s. These mm-hmm. were the glasses. These are the Bobbies. If those sunglasses are the Wheaties, these are the Bobbies. Because yeah. he had prescription glasses that looked nearly identical to this. And that memory alone is going to result in an add to cart for me. Because yeah. that's special. I mean, even mm-hmm. the tortoise shell things that go over your ears, whatever you yeah. call those. Mm-hmm. Well done. Well yeah. done with
no,
that.
No, listen, they also look a lot like what Perry was wearing when we first started dating, when I asked him if maybe he'd thought about getting contact lenses. You know what I mean? So just saying, we had to upgrade that situation. Yes. So, but they're really good reading glasses. So, and they're cute and they're lightweight. So that's the first thing. The second thing I love, and you have this too, but Soli Foster is this great company. It's a mother and daughter, and they have got the best college line of pretty much, I think, most SEC schools. They've also got some Baylor stuff, different things, but they have the most gorgeous cashmere ponchos and scarves.
that are like branded with your school, but like in the most tasteful way, which I love because it's not, you know, it's not over the top. And then they have these gorgeous playing cards. Now they have pajamas. They have drinkware and all kinds of different stuff for all these different schools. You can search for your school. Love their stuff. They've given us a coupon code. So with, we'll put it in the show notes, but with Boo 15, you can get 15% off, and that includes everything except for their children's wear. And they have a new Mahjong set, and it does not include that, but they've got the Saturday scarves. They've got these reusable cups. They just have, their playing cards are so pretty. These would be great Christmas gifts for the college.
Great Christmas gifts. And I want to say for my state people, this is not related to the cashmere scarves, but they are gorgeous and really, I mean, such a special gift to give somebody. But their Mississippi State pajamas have cowbells on them. And I have lived my whole life and have never been able to have a cowbell on a pajama. And I just want to say, what a moment, just for me personally, that this is now something that's available. It's like, if we all love our collegiate sportswear, this is this is a little more elegant, a little more refined, just a little more keep it for a long, long time, as opposed to the t-shirt that you pick up when you're going to the football game one weekend and need something to throw on. You know, it's really beautiful stuff. So I love
it. It's elevated. And like I got the A&M scarf, and it's in that kind of taupey heather. And like, I would wear it to not an A&M thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's so beautiful. I would wrap it and use it for other things. So it doesn't feel like it's just game day stuff either. So love it. It would be a great gift. The next thing is, I have fallen in love with this Old Navy. It's their So Soft V-neck sweater. It's on sale right now for $24. I don't know that that's going to last, but I feel like Old Navy, it's always on sale somewhere. But it comes in cherry bark, which is a great maroon color if you are a maroon person, but it comes in all these great neutrals. I've got like two of those satin slip skirts, and this is like the perfect thing to wear with those. Like it's just, because it's kind of loose, so you could wear it out. You can do like a half tuck in. It's not too thick. It's just a great lightweight sweater. I love a V-neck just because I think it's sometimes more flattering than a crew neck. And then you can put some fun jewelry with it. But this sweater is just a great basic to me to have.
I like this green a lot. And I have a navy pleated skirt that I got from J. Crew. I think it was in your Fashion Friday one week, maybe a while back. But this would be so cute with that, because I've been wondering, what do I want to wear with it? And I think I want to wear this green sweater with it, is what I want to wear with it.
Yep. Yeah, it would be darling. Like, it's just, it's the perfect weight, and it's the perfect, like, the way it fits. It's just made to go with that kind of stuff. So anyway, really love that. The next thing is, I got this. This was actually sent to me, but I started it and I love it. And so Jeannie Kenyon, who I have loved and has written some great books and Bible studies, she has written, it's called Closer to God, A 40-Day Pursuit of God's Personal Presence. And this has just come at a great time for me in my life. I really like Jeannie's voice. I think this would be a great thing to do. Like, I was like, okay, we're 30 days out from election. So I was like, what better to do than a 40-day pursuit of God's personal presence at a time where things feel a little unsettled and uncertain?
100%. Yeah.
So just to kind of remember, what matters and who's in charge, and, that God is with us no matter what happens. And so anyway, I just have really loved this. And so if you are looking for something, I think the 40 day, you know, that feels like a, okay, I'm going to do this for 40 days. I like the timeline of it. So this also would make a great gift. It would be a great thing to have in your life to pass on to a friend. I really like it. So that is my fourth thing.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful. I mean, just the look of it is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, there were certain books that Mama always kept out, you know, like on a coffee table or whatever.
Yes.
And I love, it has the look of just a beautiful book. The fact that it's actually a devotional book and it has Jeannie's voice inside is all the better.
Yeah.
But I love when something feels like a keepsake, and this one does.
Yeah, it really does. I just think it's really pretty. And the hardcover's $13.50. I mean, so it's a good price. It's just, I don't know, it would be a great gift. It'd be a great thing to stock up on. Just, I'm really excited about that and doing that over the next 40 days. And then the last thing, listen, y'all, it's so hot here. It's like, Perry was like, oh, it's going to cool off midweek. It's going to cool off to like 86. So what I'm saying is, that is not cool. But Anthropology emailed me and they showed me all their sweaters that they have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I have immediately and desperately fallen in love with this Pilcro Relaxed Roll Neck sweater.
Yes.
It is the cutest. I love this blue.
Yes.
I love the cut of it. I love the way they show it on the model with the skirt because yes. I too have that J. Crew like pleated skirt. I'm like, it would look so cute with that, with boots or sneakers or whatever. This is the sweater of my heart.
Yes.
And I'm going to get it and I'm going to tuck it away for such a time that a cold front arrives.
It's the sweater for the life you want. It's what it is. It's the sweater for the life you want. Mm-hmm.
And really pretty much all sweaters are for the life I want. But this one in right. particular is yeah. really good. And I just, yeah. I really like it. Pilcro never does me wrong. So,
never.
Yeah. So that's, that one is an add to cart for me. I was really excited when I saw it this morning. So yeah. I thought I would share.
Yeah. A sweater purchase at this point is really an act of faith, isn't it?
It really
it's
is.
It's a belief that there's a better day ahead. And so mm-hmm. I feel like to follow up a devotional book with a sweater, it feels right, yeah. Melanie. The sweater right. feels like the fruit of the devotional right. book, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe at the end of my 40-day pursuit,
that's
there will
right.
be a cold front will arrive, you
that's
know?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll see what
yes.
happens.
Yes. We're going to believe with you. We're going to believe
yes.
with you.
Yes, Lord. Won't you do it?
Yes. Well, thank you for that. I have now purchased a couple of things. So thanks for your ministry. And we so appreciate your suggestions. And I guess we'll be back next week to see how the Bulldogs did in Athens. I don't know if
yeah.
we're going to need to talk about that or not, but alas, it will have happened.
Yes, and we'll see what happens. And the Aggies have a bye week, so I will get to live in my peace for 2 weeks, which feels great. So that'll be good. So we'll see where we are next week. Oh, the other thing we were going to say for our really fancy Patreons that we have decided Leanne Morgan's book, What in the World, is going to be our November book club book. And we are so excited about it.
Yes, we are indeed. So mm-hmm. there's, I think we've even picked a date for that. Melanie's posted that on Patreon for our $8 subscribers. So be sure to check it out.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.